Amen. A powerful truth song. Thank you, Miss Beth. Proverbs chapter 20, and in your Bibles, we'll continue our study through the book of Proverbs. We're going to look in particular at one verse. I'll read the chapter just for sake of it. I've done it every week, so why stop now? But Proverbs chapter number 20, good chapter of the Word of God. I'll read fast and so that we can get out on time. The Bible says in verse number 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Divers weights and divers measures, both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. It is not, saith the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasteth. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goeth about as a tale-bearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, he shall save thee. Divers weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false balance is not good. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare of the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry, a wise king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the will over him. The spirit of a man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old man is the gray hair, or gray head. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly. Verse number 1, the Bible says, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Tonight, with the help of the Lord, I want to preach for a few moments on drunks smell like skunks. Our Father, we thank you so much for the truth of your word. God, I need your help. I need your touch to preach. God, you know this is an important subject, Lord, that sadly, Lord, finds its way in the house of God all too often. And so, God, I pray that you would help me, fill me with your power. Use the message, Lord. May it not fall on deaf ears, not be something just to, consider, and then we don't take heed. God, we realize the devil is strong and he is mighty. And he'll send temptations our way. Pray that you'd help us to take heed to your word. Pray that you'd help us to apply these truths to our life. We'll be sure to thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. To be an alcoholic is not a disease, it is a choice. According to the National Survey of Drug Abuse and Drug Use and Health, 224 million Americans between the ages of 12 and whatever have consumed alcoholic beverages. Isn't that amazing? I believe the last statistic was like 360 million or so Americans. That's an alarming statistic. Wine is a mocker, the Bible says. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Alcohol may not be much of a temptation for you, and I hope that is the case. I hope you'll be able to say amen to this message. Amen. That it's not that much of a temptation, and you can say amen, praise the Lord. I've never really struggled with that. But if you don't take heed, it could be a temptation to your children. Could very well be a temptation to these boys and girls, these teenagers that sit in our midst. It's not if you'll be offered alcohol, it's when. You will be offered a drink, you will be offered a beer, you will be offered those things in your life, and you make the right decision now, not whenever you are offered that in the time of temptation. You may sit there and say, not just one drink doesn't make you a drunk, but I beg to differ on that. You see, if you take one drink, you are becoming who you are, and Drunks smell like skunks. There's no such thing as a social drinker. That's an oxymoron. Somebody thinks they can just socially drink. No, friend, you're a drunk when you socially drink. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing good has ever come as a result of taking one drink of alcohol. Instead, I could spend the entire evening and give you story after story. If Brother Randy was available, he could give us story after story of deaths that have occurred because of an alcoholic driver. I could talk about just lives that ended to result of this terrible, terrible drink, alcohol. I want to warn our teenagers, I want to warn our children, and I want to warn you adults. Hey, the devil is real, and he knows how to tempt us even whenever it's never really been a temptation. This is becoming more and more common in our day and age that we live in with work parties and with holiday parties, and it's just becoming more and more common and something we've never even really had to deal with. Maybe we preachers used to preach on this and people would shout him down like you're doing tonight. But people don't preach on this anymore. Preachers don't stand against this anymore because it's more and more common, either that or they're drunks themselves. Let me give you a few thoughts about alcohol, why I don't like it. Number one, notice the dumbness of alcohol. The Bible says wine is a mocker. Can I just say it's dumb to taste alcohol? And the Bible says that it mocks you and ultimately makes you look like a fool. We've all been come in contact with a drunk. If we're walking down the street or you come in contact with somebody that's under the influence of alcohol, and it causes them to do many dumb things, don't it? Someone that wasn't under the influence of alcohol, chances are they'd probably be a stand-up citizen, somebody you wouldn't mind maybe sitting down and having a meal with, but because they become influenced by that drink, they become dumb. They become a fool. They become, they are being mocked by this very drink, and as a result, their speech is slurred, their balance is off, their vision is blurred, their actions are controlled by a liquid. How silly is that? But yet it is controlled by a liquid. Our world has become so drunk on their own ignorance, and this ignorance begins with the first drink. That drink may have already been offered to you. If not, it probably will be. And the important thing is to make a decision that you're not even going to touch it, even go a little step further, not even want to be around it. The temptation is especially strong, unfortunately, for those young adults that are in college. They feel as if the world thinks that 21, that's kind of their rite of passage to adulthood. Can I say that's foolish as well? Alcohol is dumb. The taste of it is dumb. It causes you to do dumb stuff. Not funny stuff. No, don't laugh at that. They're being influenced for wrong. Alcohol is dumb. Number two, we see the dumbness of alcohol. But number two, notice the destruction of alcohol. The Bible says again, wine is a mocker. Notice strong drink is raging. And not only does drinking cause you to act and think very dumb, it also causes much destruction. And the Bible says that it is raging. We know what raging is. You may have experienced road rage before. What is that? Well, it's when someone is out of control driving on the road. And the same is true when someone takes a drink. They become out of control. They are being controlled by a substance. And ultimately, that substance begins to destroy them one sip at a time. Sadly, a lot of times it doesn't destroy them personally, although it can. It destroys all those around them. Destroys their family, destroys their friends, it destroys innocent victims. We've all heard of children who've been abused because a dad or a mom was drunk and came home in a rage, destroying everything in its path. We've all heard of a husband or a wife that would spend their entire paycheck as soon as they got it, spend it on alcohol and booze, and thus destroying their family. We've heard of the man who destroyed his family and lost everything as a result of taking a drink of alcohol. Alcohol causes much destruction. And if you want a ruined, lonely life, take a drink. Take a drink. The destruction of alcohol, the dumbness of alcohol. Number three, we see the deception of wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby. There's a lie that's portrayed among those that drink alcohol, and that is this: you can't have a good time unless alcohol is present. The world paints the picture that in order to laugh and in order to enjoy life and in order to enjoy the activity that you're engaging in, to have the right barbecue, to have the right fun, to enjoy the company that's around you, you got to have a beer bottle in hand. Friend, that is a lie, and it's simply not the truth. Those that believe that are deceived by the devil. He has caused their thinking to be tainted. And sadly, he has caused many children of God to become tolerant to it because family is involved in it. How many commercials have we seen on the TV and on the internet where they're having a good time, they're enjoying life, things are good. Steaks on the grill, beer bottle in hand, the wife's happy, everything's good. That's what the commercial shows you, isn't it? But that's not the picture I want our young people to know. Here's what I want our young people to know. I want them to know what the devil doesn't show them. The devil doesn't show that man or that woman hanging on a toilet the next morning puking that junk up. The devil doesn't show that man or that woman not able to function the next day because they have a hangover. The devil doesn't show you that man or that woman that comes home and they are in rage because of what they've consumed. The devil doesn't show you the woman going home with another man that's not her husband and partaking in sin because she wasn't thinking correctly. The devil doesn't show you the drunk driver who gets in a wreck and kills innocent victims. The devil doesn't show you the drunk driver that gets caught and ends up with a DUI, paying a big old fine and hopefully going to jail for a really long time. The devil doesn't show you the child that cries for their mom and dad at late at night, but mom and dad's gone because they left them at home to go party. The devil doesn't show you all that. Look at Proverbs 23 real quick. You're right there in Proverbs 20. We'll skip ahead a couple of weeks here. Look at chapter 23. Familiar verse, verse number 29, the Bible says, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? Whole lot of questions. Here's the answer. They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright. Notice this, at the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. The devil never shows you at the last. It only shows you the beginning. And you've heard me say this before, there is pleasure for sin for a season, but seasons come and seasons go, they all end. And at the last, it does bite like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. It'll destroy your life, it'll destroy your family. You got to make a decision now to say no. Let me give you the last thought tonight. We see the deception of alcohol. We see the destruction of alcohol, the dumbness of alcohol, but notice the deliverance from alcohol. The Bible says in verse number 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. How do we get deliverance from such a wicked drink? Well, it sounds like we just got to be wise. To do it means we're not wise. Sounds like we just need to be wise. How do we get wise? How do we get wisdom? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, to give it to all men liberally, and braid it not, and it shall be given him. Ask God, Lord, help me never to allow that bottle to touch my lips. Young people, that ought to be a prayer that you pray. Mom and daddy, that ought to be a prayer that you pray, but also an action that will not be good for you to have the standard in your home that we're not going to be around it. I'm not going to allow people to be around my kids that's going to influence my kids in that way, to make it seem like that it is okay, because it's not okay. God gets very mad about this. So we have to be wise, but I think we also need to beware. We stay away from those that do drink. I've said it before, you are or soon shall be who you hang around. You hang in that presence, you sit at the table with them, you just enjoy their company. Before long, the drink will be offered to you. It'll be very hard to not take a sip under that peer pressure. So beware, but then I think be watching. Flee when it is near. Hey, you're at a ball game, they say, can you pass? No. Sure can't. You say, well, that's just rude. No, it's right. It's right. Because I'd rather be right with God than right with man any day. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. There is never a good reason to drink a beer, drink alcohol, drink hard liquor. One taste, you're a drunk and you smell like a skunk. Don't nobody like that smell. It's a nasty smell. You may not smell like a skunk, but it rhymed. Church, for real, this is very common. I'm thankful, hopefully, Lord willing, it's not common in our church. But let's keep it that way. Let's paint a dirty picture to our children and our teenagers and our loved ones that, man, we're not touching that stuff. It is wicked. It'll destroy our home. It'll destroy our family. We're never going to be in the presence of that. You make that standard, then chances are you'll raise some kids that know, I ain't touching that stuff. And then they won't be a victim. They won't be a statistic. But chances are they could live a life that'll bring honor and glory to God. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank you for listening tonight.